Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. And the Shaw, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio and the Shaw website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google store and download our app, sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go in Alexa, play Devil Radio. And while you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. There are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning our democracy and our election, casting doubt on our elections, tapping into the big lie. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the only stations that stand up strong and hard against this kind of attack and for our democracy. Okay, I want to get a little bit behind a story that's been breaking this morning. Voss has been ordered to sit for a deposition, Robin Voss. Judge Valerie Bailey Wrenn, Dane County judge, very good judge, whom I know and known a long time, very good judge. She's ordered him to sit for a deposition that was demanded by American Oversight. Who's American Oversight? They're a watchdog group. They're a watchdog group seeking to preserve the integrity of our elections in a good way. In other words, stopping the Republican attack on them. And their lawsuit wants records of the Gabelman investigation. They want chapter and verse, A to Z, soup to nuts. How much is spent? Where is it spent? Where did he go? What did he say? What is he doing? Where are the memos? Who's he hired? Internet traffic, everything. Judge Valerie Bailey Wrenn ordered the production of all that a long time ago, back in November. And Voss blew her off. Voss came up with a handful of stuff. This is all we got. This is all we got. Voss had better be careful. Whoever signs an affidavit saying that that's all they got, and if that isn't all they got, that's a criminal offense. If you under oath tell a judge something and it's false, that's a criminal offense. I will bet that Voss didn't sign that affidavit. Valerie Bailey Wrenn then had to deal with a motion by Voss that said, quash the subpoena from American Oversight. The speaker is a very important person. The speaker should not have to give a deposition. Baloney. The Republicans wanted Bill Clinton himself to give a deposition, remember. Voss is too important to give a deposition. Well, the judge handled that very well. She said, the citizens of Wisconsin deserve the truth. Either these records exist and they're being improperly withheld, or they don't exist. That's a great statement. The citizens of Wisconsin deserve the truth. Either these records exist and they're being inappropriately withheld, or they don't exist. So she said, no, I deny your motion. You're going to sit for a deposition by American Oversight lawyers, and they will go after Voss and get chapter and verse on where he's hidden stuff and what exists and what doesn't. If Voss's defense is that they don't exist, that he spent $676,000 in taxpayer money, and Gabelman boasted in the Chippewa County Republican Party meeting, quote, I'm going to spend a lot more, and they all clapped. They all clapped. I'm going to spend a lot more taxpayer money. And there's no written record of anything involved in it. They may cite the example of the Incas. The Incas down in Peru and South America for several centuries had a massive empire, but they had not invented writing. It was all verbal. So if Voss's defense is, nobody here but us Incas, Voss, nobody here but us Incas, you got to be careful doing stupid things like that, Voss, because if you say that under oath, that there are no documents, and there are, that's a felony. That's obstruction. So what Valerie Bailey Wrenn, the judge, did do was limited the deposition to inquiring about the records. He's not going to let the American Oversight lawyers talk in general about the purpose of the investigation, although they can get into some of that on the records, and a wider-ranging deposition. I would have permitted, if I were the judge, a full-fledged deposition. But having said that, this decision is very helpful. because she did say the citizens of Wisconsin deserve the truth. These records exist or don't they? And if they do and they're being wrongly withheld, we've got to know it. And if they don't exist, we've got to know that too. Now let's get real, guys. Okay, let's get real, real. 676 simoleons. That's a lot of money, $676,000 out of your pocket and my pocket. Gaveman says Bigfoot is up there prowling around the woods in Chippewa, and he goes, oh, no, I'm going to be spending a lot more money, grin, grin. He gets 11 grand a month, and Voss says it's up to him how long he works. What do you think he's going to say? Guy comes to you and says, I'll pay you 11 grand a month, and you decide how long you want it? Well, I want it for a long time. Oh, a long, long time. I got a lot of work to do. Burp and yawn. Then Bigfoot stumbles around the state. 72 counties. You can go to every one. Talk to Edna and Agnes and Myrtle, all the poll workers, nice ladies. And they'll go, we didn't do anything wrong. Edna, you better come clean. Scare the hell out of them. Their husbands are going to say, you're out of your mind. We don't need threats. A couple of police officers in the room. There's Belarus, there's Russia, there's Iran, North Korea, China. Come on. This is what's happening on your tax dollar. And Voss is the spider at the middle of it. It's his web. He's the Dr. Frankenstein who created the monster. He himself got caught by a bigger spider and a bigger web and a bigger Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein, which is Trump, who insulted him and threatened to oppose him. And then Voss crumpled like a cheap suit, and he hires Gableman, his stooge, who's getting 11 grand a month, and a staff at $20,500 a month. That's 31 grand a month, and a couple of hundred grand for data consulting. Come on. We have all of that in the election system here. This thing was recounted several times. And what, you're sending thugs around the state at my expense to rile things up? This deposition is going to go a long way. It was a good decision by the judge, long way, to get at the truth. There's no way that there weren't invoices for these expenditures. Voss said he didn't read them. That's not a defense to producing them. I think he's lying about not reading them. I suspect he did. But if he didn't, it's even worse. All emails between him and Gableman about this. All emails. All memos. All discoveries he made for 676 grand at 11 grand a month with a staff of 20,500 a month. 31 grand a month. A lot of documents. We're going to the line. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, just a minor correction. The Incas did have a knot system that they used to store data and, you know, transmit data. But I don't know if it was a binary code system, but they did have that. But they actually had accounting records for when they're making transmissions of information. So this is something apparently Voss cannot
but
handle.
Listen, I'm not talking about sticking a stick in a clay tablet. They didn't invent writing. But go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Are these police officers?
Yeah, listen, if Voss says I stuck a stick in a clay tablet, yeah, I'd like him to say it. I don't think he will. Yeah, what else is that?
Are the police officers actually police officers that are attending, you know, going along with Gableman? Are they actually law enforcement officers or are they just private security that in the case
The initial announcement was retired. Retired police officers still have certain privileges, but they're retired. Then a couple of them quit. So the new ones, who knows what they are? But, you know, if you're Agnes or Myrtle or Edna or something up in Marinette, and these guys go to your home, it's going to scare the bejeebers out of you, Mark. You see what I'm saying? It's going to scare the bejeebers out of you.
And I remember the first, you know, when I first voted, I mean, the woman who registered me to vote was the mother of, you know, one of my schoolmates, you know, that she knew me, you know, that checked me
right.
And all that. I mean, yeah, that's the kind of people that these are.
Right.
And, I mean, that they should just say, you know, the husband should just step and get bent. I mean, that my wife is honest and you don't have any real law enforcement authority right now. You might be a retired police officer, but my guess is they really are not empowered by the state to execute laws and you know, go around, you know, that threatening people. I mean,
right, but they're going to scare people, and people don't know they have the right not to say anything, Mark. You see what I'm saying? But, and this is at our expense. Why are we spending 11 grand a month on this clown? You might as well have a red rubber nose and oversized shoes and an orange wig, this guy. That's all he is, a clown. Mark, thanks for calling in. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Well, you should have kept Mark on longer. He was right on the point I was thinking of. They have zero jurisdiction, and they might scare some people, but I wish they'd knock on my door. I really do. Oh, I would love it, because we would be take names and kicking you know what, because they have zero jurisdiction. They're fake cops. They're just nothing more than fake cops. And to your point, Gable, you know what I'd like to do, or you know, you can pass it out. Get Gableman on your show. Beg him to come on the show. Do whatever it takes. Get him on the show. He won't come. We know he won't come. And that just says it all. There's his jurisdiction. Because if he had jurisdiction, he'd go on the show in a heartbeat. But no, right. He's going to run, you know, turn and run tail just like the rest of them. And his buddy there, Fly Robin Fly. In fact, that's going to be his new song. I don't know if you remember that song, but Fly Robin Fly, that's Boss's theme song. I want him to fly out of our state. We've had enough of these guys. We can't afford them. And who's peeking over the hedge right now but the Duchess of Foxconn and dragging all her bills? You know, I mean, this is, you can't make this junk up. This is a cast. This is some reality TV beyond reality TV. This is just insanity, and we keep tolerating these people. That's what gets me as taxpayers. We just tell them, hey, you're nullified. What do they call it? In Robert's Rules of Orders, if you get out of order, you can be censored. You can show up, but you can't say anything. I just think we take a statewide referendum, censor them all. You can't say anything. You can show up. You can get in your three-piece suit, you know, you bought wherever you bought, and show up, but that's it. I am sick and tired of their nonsense because, man alive, we have to expose them. And you're doing a good job. And just let's find out. Maybe we can find out. It can't be that hard. These poor people that give their life to the community and help the vote, they're going to prey on them? Are you serious? You know them. Right.
And your tax dollar, Bill, you're paying for it.
Right. Right. And you can tell I'm a little bit, maybe they make me live longer because they should give me a shot in the arm in the morning. I'll tell you that. But
we're going to a break. Bill, excellent stuff. We're going to a break, as always. And your theme is true. It's accountability. These people have got to be held accountable for what they are doing. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.